So just let that sink in for a second. In this study where researchers recruited over 1,600 people, those people chose AI-written poetry as more creative, more artistic, more emotionally resonant than the works of Shakespeare and Emily Dickinson, T.S. Eliot, and more. This is likely going to cause some chagrin, I think, in the creative community that is a little anti-AI. And it certainly raises the question about whether or not AI can be creative again. Not only that, but can it outcreate humans? The best of us humans, the best of us writers. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another episode that I am super excited to record today. A few days ago, we had an episode titled, Can AI Be Creative?, where we covered a story about an AI robot named Ida who had done some paintings. And we talked about whether or not that passed as AI creativity, how it probably still fell a little short, and what that meant for AI creativity in general. Well, here we are just a few days later, and that question, can AI be creative, may have just gotten an answer. And it may be an answer that those in the writing community or creative space don't want to hear. And this is coming from a story that was shared in the Rundown.ai newsletter today about a study that was done at the University of Pittsburgh, and it compared AI-written poetry to human-written poetry with poems from literary legends like Shakespeare and Dickinson and T.S. Eliot. Apparently, there's 10 famous poets that were used in this study. And they matched these poems up against artificially generated poems, AI generated poems. And they essentially asked the participants in this study to identify which ones were human written and identify which ones were AI written and give them ratings across a variety of categories as well. So I think some people listening to this show might have guessed that that AI beat out Shakespeare here just because we're tuned in. We're probably AI optimistic here on this show. We're realizing just how far these models have come. But I think a vast majority of the people in the general public who would have been asked, you know, how would you assume this study went? They would definitely still pick Shakespeare or Dickinson or Eliot over the AI writing. And we can certainly remember a time that not so long ago where that definitely would have been the case, where it would have been very clear which text had been AI generated versus what was the classic Shakespeare. But those people that assumed Shakespeare would win here would have been wrong. Astoundingly, the readers not only couldn't tell the difference between the AI-generated poems and the human-written poems, but they actually rated the AI poems more highly across almost every category. So just let that sink in for a second. In this study where researchers recruited over 1,600 people, those people chose AI-written poetry as more creative, more artistic, more emotionally resonant than the works of Shakespeare and Emily Dickinson, T.S. Eliot, and more. This is likely going to cause some chagrin, I think, in the creative community that is a little anti-AI. And it certainly raises the question about whether or not AI can be creative again. Not only that, but can it outcreate humans? The best of us humans, the best of us writers out here. Now, let's talk a little bit about the study and how it was done. I think this is where maybe a little resistance will probably arise from the defenders of human creativity versus AI creativity. So these participants were shown poems from 10 famous poets across history. And mixed in with those poems were AI-generated poems. And these poems were created to mimic the style of each poet. So that's going to raise the question, well, if they're mimicking the style, is that really originality? Is that really creativity if they're just kind of stealing the style? But again, we've asked this question and debated this too. Is that any different really than what a human would do, a human writer or a human poet who has learned and read the classics and absorbed the style of famous poets and poets that they enjoyed reading and then tries to turn that into their own somehow? So again, we get into a pretty gray area here, I think, but I tend to lean towards the fact that the way these AI poems were written is not entirely different from the way a human poet would write. So still a little bit of a question there, I'm sure, in some people's minds if this mimicry would constitute as creativity. Anyway, the participants were asked to choose which poems were written by humans and which were written by AI. Again, surprisingly, participants were far more likely to guess that the AI-generated poems were human-written and that the classics were actually written by AI. And they didn't just fail to identify which ones were AI versus human. They also consistently rated the AI poems higher in various qualities, things like rhythm and beauty, originality, emotional impact. Across nearly every one of these metrics, the AI-generated poems scored higher than those written by human poets. And it's kind of funny, actually. One of the authors of the paper, Dr. Brian Porter, suggests that's one of the reasons we may have rated the AI poetry higher is because it's more accessible to us and it's more emotionally resonant. He hypothesizes that the writing by the poet greats may be too layered and is just too complex and too hard for us to read, and that the AI has kind of figured out a way to mimic that artistic value, but make it more accessible and readable, basically dumbing down Shakespeare for us. And in that case, we like it better. And it's also clear that we as humans have a clear bias against AI, especially AI creativity. As soon as the researchers told the participants which were AI created versus human created poems, they immediately rated the AI lower, despite having liked the quality better. And I think as far as the creative sector goes, the creative community, there's still going to be a lot of that bias for a long time. But I do wonder if the creative population would harbor more bias than the general population. Maybe the creative population is more likely to see the value in some of these AI tools. I'm not sure. That's an interesting question. But obviously, this raises all sorts of questions about whether or not AI, again, can be novel, original, creative. Again, I think there's still going to be a little resistance against that originality portion, as long as there's input, like the expert's input here, or the poet's inputted styles for the AI. But it certainly raises questions. But it absolutely raises those same questions again. And the answer is getting more and more unclear. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what this means for marketing. That's what we're always here for on the AI Marketing Navigator. And it's not hard to see how if the AI tools, the AI agents that we have at our disposal in the future of our marketing work are capable of writing poetry or creating art as good as Shakespeare or Van Gogh or something, it's not hard to see how that benefits our marketing efforts and our marketing departments. In fact, maybe much like generative AI or these conversational AI tools initially leveled the playing field as far as writing content and content creation goes, where, you know, there's going to be a bunch of garbage AI content out there, and it's probably going to make human written content and good copy more important than ever. Maybe the same sort of thing will happen in the artistic world. The art that is clearly not perfect and clearly human will become more beautiful than a perfect AI replication of the Mona Lisa or something. One thing that this study does indicate is that the AI writing resonated more with humans and was more accessible. We talked about that. So the AI has become particularly good at writing clear and direct content. And if you're a marketer, you have to be encouraged by the fact that there's at least the potential for that content to resonate emotionally with the reader, with your prospects. This is exactly what we strive for in our communications as marketers. But remember, people rated the AI poetry lower as soon as they knew it was AI. A lot of that sentiment is going to extend to your brand and extend to your business as well if you're using AI. So you need to be transparent. You have to find a balance of using these AI tools and creating content that speaks with your voice and to your customers. Transparency is going to be key in how you're creating your content and how you're engaging with your audience. That's something we've said many times on this show, and it's going to continue to be true. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye. Oh,